Nolte, backlash grows over male transvestite greeting children at Disneyland. By John Nolte on May 31, 2023. On top of grooming your underage children through its movies and TV shows, Disney is allowing transvestites to greet your children at Disneyland. On Tuesday, news broke of a cross-dressing male, a guy named Nick wearing a mustache and a dress, greeting little kids outside of the Bibbidi Bobbidi boutique at Disneyland. It's right there on video. Disney is allowing cross-dressing fetishists to greet little kids. Already the child predators at Disney are paying a high price for their relentless attacks on the innocence of children. A company that at one time seemed invincible has now lost the animation box office crown to Universal. The company's stock is in the toilet. One Disney movie after another has flopped or disappointed. And another disappointment, Pixar's Elemental, appears to be on the way. Disney Plus, the company's much-ballyhooed streaming service, is losing subscribers and billions of dollars. Disney has so woke raped the Star Wars brand, a Star Wars-themed motel crashed and burned. What's my point? My point is that Disney is so devoted to the demonic cause of grooming little kids it is willing to lose billions. And yet, one of Disney's few remaining bright spots is theme park attendance. And now Disney is willing to risk that to allow sex fetishists access to small children. No decent parent exposes small children to adult sexuality. I don't care if it's straight porn or a freak in a dress. Kids are too young to process this stuff. It messes with their minds. It can forever damage their own sexuality, which is the road to misery and ruin. Let kids be kids. This includes protecting their innocence. Well, we're still in the early stages of this scandal. But just as Target and Bud Light felt the wrath of normal America, Disney's theme parks could, and should, be next. A male Disneyland employee dressed as a fairy godmother's apprentice has caused outrage and led to calls for the entertainment resort to be boycotted. Footage of the worker, who has a mustache, wearing a blue and purple dress as he welcomes a young girl at the Bibbidi Bobbidi boutique in Anaheim, California has gone viral. It was posted by Courtney Farber, a mother of three, who was documenting her family's trip to Disneyland, and she praised the workers for providing her daughter with an unforgettable experience. I have a pretty high tolerance for live and let live. For example, unlike most of you, I don't care that Bud Light chose to partner with a transvestite. It's a free country. More importantly, beer is aimed at adults, not kids. So, who cares? If I were a Bud Light drinker, I would still drink Bud Light. My tolerance vanishes the moment adult sexuality and outright perversion, like cross-dressing, is aimed at kids. No decent parent does business with a demonic company like Walt Disney. This is all about targeting your children for destruction, exploitation, and abuse. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.